Ellie.
You've got a lot to win. You don't deserve to win.
And Donald Trump.
When you step into that voting booth, you're going to be signaling that we want crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of our country. We got to get him out.
As for where Ron DeSantis' votes may go, this voter is hoping they'll go to Trump.
Some of them are going to write in DeSantis. I understand. I mean, they really loved him, and I understand that. But I think many of them will go with my boy, with Trump.
I'm Matt Piper in Manchester, New Hampshire. Now with more CBS News, here's Deborah Rodriguez.
Polls in New Hampshire begin opening this hour, and voters will not see President Biden's name on the ballot. Democrats' first primary will be in South Carolina. Today, Mr. Biden and Vice President Harris make their first joint campaign appearance of the year in Virginia, where the focus will be on abortion rights. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
The issue has galvanized voters on the left who have turned out to protect abortion rights in seven states so far. Come this November, the issue will be on the ballot in up to nine more states.
The Supreme Court has granted an emergency appeal from the Biden administration that will allow federal agents to cut razor wire that Texas installed at the southern border. CBS's Camila Montoya Galvez is in Eagle Pass.
The administration had said and argued to the high court that this razor wire was obstructing and impeding Border Patrol operations, including efforts to process migrants who are already on American soil and to respond to medical emergencies.
Investigators in Illinois looking into a motive after eight people were killed at three different locations in the Chicago suburbs. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper reports.
U.S. Marshals say 23-year-old Romeo Nance was tracked down to Natalia, Texas, southwest of San Antonio, and during a confrontation with Texas authorities, apparently took his own life. Joliet police say this all started with a shooting at an apartment complex on Sunday, followed by the discovery of seven bodies in two homes on Monday.
Police say the gunman knew the victims. In San Diego, torrential rain has triggered flash floods that have inundated homes and overturned cars. Major highways shut down, so did bus lines. If you don't know his name, you probably know his movies.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
Norman Jewison, the man who directed 1967's In the Heat of the Night, has died. His biggest box office success, Moonstruck.
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Norman Jewison was 97. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refresh.
Sisters Health System announced Monday that they are closing two hospitals in western Wisconsin, the Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire and St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls will both close by the end of April. They say the closures are due to prolonged operational and financial stress placed on the hospitals that began with COVID. Vice President Kamala Harris was in suburban Waukesha County Monday while the legal battle over reproductive rights in Wisconsin wages on.
In a state whose motto is forward, these extremists are trying to take us backward. Well, we're not having that.
State lawmakers took testimony Monday on a bill to put a shorter window on legal abortion to a statewide referendum this spring. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks win in Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks pulled away late to beat the Pistons. Final score, Milwaukee 122, Detroit 113. Giannis with 31 points. Chris Middleton scoring 26. Surpassing the big dog, Glenn Robinson, as the third highest scoring player in franchise history. And he did it in Detroit, where his NBA career began. Middleton on Bally Sports.
That's pretty cool. Pretty cool moment. You know, I'm happy. Still want to keep doing a lot of great things for this team, for this city. It all started here, which is pretty cool that I did that, but I feel like I still have a lot left.
College hoops, Wisconsin and Minnesota tonight to face the Gophers. NFL, at his end-of-season press conference, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur suggested he consider giving up play calling during games in order to focus on all aspects of the team.
You know, I got to make some decisions how we, you know, game plan offensively. Going to look at all that stuff and try to do what's best for our football team.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a little messy out there today. We have a winter weather advisory in effect. Rain and snow likely off and on through the day. We could get it between a quarter and a half inch of liquid precip. Maybe some minor slushy accumulation, but definitely enough to mess up the roads a bit. 35 today, 33 tonight. Warm enough for rain tomorrow. Scattered showers with a high of 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It's 6 past 6 in the morning on this Tuesday, January 23rd, 2024. Another beautiful day to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota. From wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network worldwide over the app or through our social media video feeds on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Stop calling it X. It's Twitter forever. And if you're listening on demand by podcast, thanks a lot for subscribing and taking us along. I got a question for you. Who wakes up in the morning and deems themselves more expert than doctors on the subject of reproductive biology? Wait till you hear how the Wisconsin legislator, who is the author of the new proposed 14-week abortion ban, cast doubt on rape and incest victims in describing how she came up with the 14-week benchmark, a benchmark that does not even exist in medical terminology. That's one of many things we're going to be covering this morning. So we'll talk about that abortion ban bill. We will talk about the Wisconsin Farmers Union having its annual lobbying day down at the state capitol, telling lawmakers about the top priorities of Farmers Union members all across Wisconsin as we head into 2024. We will share some time with Hans talking about that. It looks like it could be messy out there, messy on the icy side. The temperatures are certainly mild, but by mild, we mean either side of the freezing mark. And so meteorologist Brittany Merlot will help break down where that rain is falling, where it could turn into some dangerous conditions. We'll have Chad Holmes from Bull Falls Radio in Wausau in to preview his show that comes up right after this show on that Wausau part of the Civic Media Radio Network. Of course, you had the Vice President, Kamala Harris, in Wisconsin yesterday. The President is coming to Wisconsin this week. His Treasury Secretary is coming later in the week as the Biden campaign team puts a full court press on Wisconsin to show that your votes count. We have some serious and sad news out of the Chippewa Valley about a big healthcare organization just flat out shutting down two hospitals, one in Eau Claire, one in Chippewa Falls, and some affiliated clinics as well. And then we've got Taylor Swift saving the National Football League. So that, Sherita Booker talking about her most popular stories on Civic or on Up North News media feeds, Christina Lurie with a newsletter preview, just so much to cover here. So let's get right to it at 6:09 and tell you what's happening temperature-wise, at least around the state right now. It is 30 up here in Chippewa Falls, 26 in Hayward. Park Falls is at 25, Wausau 28, Green Bay's at 30 degrees. La Crosse is right there on the line at 32, Wisconsin Rapids 27, Oshkosh 31, Madison 31, and it's 30 degrees in Waukesha, where we find one Greg Bach standing by, and again, standing by, not slipping. He hasn't fallen on his tuchus, you know, but there is a risk of that out there, is how you tell me it's looking down there this morning.
It is rainy and starting to get a little slippery.
Ish.
It's slippery.
Did you see did you see that video that was going viral yesterday of a fire truck being whipped around on an icy road?
Oh God. Someone said, "Brah." Oh.
Almost slamming into a house. It took out a car. And I don't recall where it was now, but it was just one of those things that kept showing up in social feeds, was this, this fire truck just spinning, completely doing it was more than a 360. It might even been a 720 by the time it came to a rest. It's just, you wouldn't want to be on that fire truck. You could tell it was like being on an amusement park ride, the most helpless kind, you know.
Next time, guys, I'm just going to drive myself to the fire. It's fine. Every time I'm on the ice, every time I could be wearing the heaviest duty of boots or just socks. Every time I'm on the ice, I just hear this sound in my head. Ah,
what sound would that be? Oh, there we go.
There we go. You know, it sometimes technology doesn't work for you, Pat. And when I say I mean me.
I wish I'd had that sound effect with me. What was it? Two weeks ago or so, I was on the UW-Eau Claire campus and I had to park on the street. And there was just that one icy patch that were, as soon as you step out of the car, so you can't even get the weight on your foot yet. And it's already flying out from underneath you. And I'm like, oh, okay, where are we going?
I've been walking for years now.
Or I just learned 2 minutes ago. It looks more like that. If you'd like to tell us how the weather is where you are, things are getting slick or dangerous, and you want to let us know, 844-967-2789 is the phone number. Call it or send a text. We'll see it that way too. 844-967-2789. Text it. You can use the Civic Media app as well to text or call us, or you can put a comment on one of the Facebook pages where you can see us put on this radio show, including the Civic Media, as Greg gives all those viewers a hearty wave. The Facebook pages for Civic Media, for Up North News, for Bull Falls Radio in Wausau, for 93.5 The Tap in Chippewa Falls, and more. So come look for us there and leave a comment. Let's get the silliest thing out of the way. The TV ratings for Sunday night's divisional playoff game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills.
Oh boy.
40 million viewers. Now, it was an important football game. It was the fourth of, four pretty good playoff games throughout the course of the weekend. And obviously the Bills have a following in the New York area, and the Chiefs are, kind of a Super Bowl dynasty nowadays. But who are we kidding? How many of those 40 million would not have been there were it not for one Taylor Swift? She's saving the league.
Who
else is going to deliver 40 million viewers to a football game?
Who?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Can you imagine
The Swifties are going, who? What? Who's this?
Could you imagine being someone who doesn't know who Taylor Swift is? Like, I keep on hearing, and like, not old and like, I don't listen to the rock and roll, but just like, I keep on hearing that name. Who is that?
Yep. It is entirely possible. I know this because this last weekend, Saturday Night Live, I knew neither. Once again, it was one of those cases of I knew neither the host nor the musical guest. I can't tell you who either one of them were. Yep. They both did a completely fine, capable job of not trashing them. I'm just saying I literally did not know who either one of them were.
I would say in a given season, I probably know half the artists on Saturday Night Live. You're right. The host, I saw the intro. I'm like, who is that guy?
So he's in a film called Salt Something or Another.
Oh, Boy, Salt Burn. Really showing my age. Everyone's talking about the Salt Burn.
Yeah. So I may have to get to that at some point, but probably won't again. But that is, it's one thing to not hear about, that level of celebrity, but to still not know who Taylor Swift is would be another thing altogether. I mean, even I last week, was it, which one was last week? The Emmys. And Sherry actually did a double take when Anthony Anderson, the host, steps out and he passes by a bare-shirted man covered in tattoos playing the drums.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, Travis Barker from Blink 182. And she spins and looks and she's like, how did you know that? Knowing full well, I don't listen to Blink 182, but I'm like, I catch TMZ now and then. He's one of those celebrities that shows up. So I'm not completely clueless, but I'm getting there quickly.
You know what? I feel a new segment coming on. We're going to call it Pat and Greg Watch Stuff That Other People Watch Just to Feel Cool.
Yeah, I don't know that I'll feel cool. That's the whole problem with this. But look, I'm taking it in good nature, which is fine.
Yeah.
But again, the whole notion that one pop singer who is now a billionaire,
yeah,
who has gotten credit from Treasury officials with having a significant impact on the American economy herself.
Yeah.
Can motivate that many people to watch an NFL game. So, I mean, good
we're
on
talking
her.
About Swift economics now. And thanks, Taylor Swift. The gas prices are still out of control.
Yeah, how long before we blame her for gas prices, right? Oh, boy. We could talk about the issues themselves. I could play you the latest clip of Donald Trump just, you know, rambling just far afield, going, you know, he literally was talking about missile launching, ding dong boom, pow pow. He's making sound effects into the microphone.
Well, that's what happens when your clip doesn't show up either.
Apparently so.
Well, yesterday we played a clip of him using the word debank.
Yes. Yeah.
We're gonna debank. What is
I don't know. I don't know. And again, all we can do is remind people that whatever your view on one or both candidates,
yeah,
here in Wisconsin especially, your vote has so much value. And to not throw it away by not showing up. Do your homework. Cast a vote.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Well, we mentioned football, so let's get to some of the other sports notes here as we come up on 6:17 now on this Tuesday morning. Giannis Antetokounmpo had another triple-double, and Chris Middleton had a bit of a milestone game as the Milwaukee Bucks pulled away late and beat the Detroit Pistons last night, 122-113. It was really close till well into the game. I was a little concerned there, but again, a late rally helped. Giannis had 31 points, 17 rebounds, 10 assists. That's the Bucks have now won 5 of their last 6 games. And Chris Middleton now passed the 12,000-point mark, moving past Glenn Robinson for third place in franchise history. So it's now Giannis number 1, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar number 2, Chris Middleton 3, Glenn Robinson 4. No, that was 2 games in Detroit back-to-back for the Bucks. Now they have 2 games at home against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Those games will be Wednesday and Friday, and you can catch the Bucks games on locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, Oshkosh Air Support, News from the Center in Richland Center, Lake Air in Amory, WRJN in Racine, and 98Q Country in Park Falls. Meanwhile, the Badger men's basketball team is in action tonight, taking on the Golden Gophers in Minnesota. The Badgers moved up in the rankings from 11 to 8 after last week's beatdown of Indiana, so the 8th-ranked Badgers will be playing, again, 5 o'clock is the broadcast start tonight on locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, News from the Center in Richland Center, Lake Air in Amory, WRJN in Racine. By the way, the Badger men's basketball team then will play at home Friday night, 7 o'clock at the Kohl Center against Michigan State. That's going to be a very good game. All right. Much like an award show, Greg Bach and the orchestra, I hear, are starting to play me off over here. So I'm going to pause right here and tell you that we'll have some updates on the Badger hockey teams doing very well in the rankings as well. And then we'll unpack some of the news on this Tuesday morning, wherever you're listening to us across Wisconsin. When you're here, you're up north live on the Civic Media Radio Network. Back in a bit.
The Shaw, WAUK.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Kern Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area. From residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Kern Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. Home of the superheroes.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is the Shaw WAUK.
We're caught in a trap. As we do every week, we take a moment to check in with Up North News social media manager Sharita Booker to find out of all the many stories we post throughout the day and every week on Facebook and Instagram, Twitter, you know, you name it. What are you clicking on? What are you liking? What are you reading? Sharita, thanks as always for kind of taking a look at the scoreboard and telling us what's going on. How are you doing?
Good, Pat. How are you?
Very good, thanks. So I really like this first one we're going to talk about because, I mean, anytime, you know, your hometown or your state or something gets a shout out in the form of a Jeopardy question, you know, it's kind of got that feel like, hey, we've arrived. We've been noticed by, you know, this great big game show. I don't know that we were really expecting notoriety this way from the Chippewa Valley. Tell us what came up on Jeopardy that was Western Wisconsin related.
So the question was, based in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, this porta potta company shares its name with the target where skydivers land. That post had more than 50 shares, and someone did us a favor and tagged the company that actually owned this this thing that they're asking about. Do you know what the answer is, Pat?
I didn't. Yeah, I was not familiar with a porta potty company known as the Drop Zone. But of course, I laughed once I heard about it. I don't know how the Jeopardy people heard about it, but that was funny stuff.
Right. I still wouldn't even have got it based off the clue.
And we got, like you said, we had some good responses. People appreciate, you know, some good potty humor, apparently, on social media.
Absolutely.
Makes you wonder what else we could probably do something about with those Jeopardy writers, you know, coming to Wisconsin. Here's another national figure with a Wisconsin tie-in, and that would be definitely one of the big names in literature these days, James Patterson.
Yep. So he's the number one best-selling author, and he is also a Wisconsin fan. His wife, Susan, is a UWM alum, and every year they give out several scholarships to students at UW-Madison. This post had almost 7,000 likes, which is a lot, and there were more than 100 comments. Some people were saying, "On Wisconsin, go Badgers," or thanking the Pattersons for their generosity.
That is really nice. And I think you said UWM, but I think she's a Madison alum, right?
UW-Madison, yep.
Yep. So I just want to give credit to the proper school here. But again, if you're that kind of a couple to remember to be generous to, you know, the next crop of students and writers and others, that's really nice. And again, one of those positive posts that people, you know, put some very nice comments under. And you know, just continue that spirit of giving. You don't have to be a multi-millionaire like James Patterson, but, you know, it doesn't hurt, right?
It doesn't.
Hey, we've been talking a lot about dive bars. It seems to be a popular subject, you know, on social media lately all over the country. You know, I think people are just, you know, up for learning about, you know, new spaces, new places to check out. And you're telling me that one of them, I'm looking at the Instagram post, seemed to make a nice connection with folks.
Yep. So one of the best dive bars in Wisconsin is located in Minocqua, and it's called the Little Brown Jug. So we just did a little small business shout out, and we asked for some people to drop their favorite dive bars in the comments. Usually we get way more comments than we got today or that day. But some people were telling us that the first thing you see when you walk in this bar are the dollar bills everywhere on top of the ceiling. And people for years have been coming in, putting their name on a dollar bill and hanging it to the ceiling. So that's one of the main things that makes this bar very well known. And it looks pretty cool, actually, too.
It looks cool. It makes me a little concerned, you know, fire hazard wise or something. But, it probably isn't as bad as it, you know, might look to some people. It is amazingly colorful. And yeah, it's a lot of dollar bills up there with people's names written on them. I mean, you only see that in a few cases, bars that have a few dollar bills. This one's really taking it to another level.
Another level. There has to be thousands of dollars in there.
It sure feels like that. That could almost be like the next, you know, heist movie, you know, like Ocean's 15 or 16, whatever they're up to right now. George Clooney pulls all the dollar bills off the little brown jug in Minocqua. Sharita, we're still very open to people suggesting other dive bars and unique local places, right?
Right, absolutely. So drop some names under in the comments on that post and tell us who your favorite is.
We appreciate that very much. Sharita takes all that at looks at all the posts through Up North News WI. Search for that on, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or on TikTok as well. And thanks as always for joining us each week and telling us about some of the more popular posts. Sharita, have a great day.
You too, Pat.
All right, now at 6:25. Wanted to get back to some of the sports that we were covering because the Badger men's basketball team, we mentioned, plays tonight at Minnesota. The Marquette men's basketball team moved up in the rankings from 17 to 15. They next play at DePaul tomorrow. The Badger women host the Gophers tonight, 8 p.m. at the Kohl Center. The Marquette women's basketball team tumbled out of the top 25. They will tonight host number 9 UConn. The Badger men's hockey team moved up from 4 to 3 in the nation despite being idle last weekend, and they next play at Michigan this coming Friday, Saturday. And then the Badger women's hockey team holding steady at number 2 in the nation, riding a 7-game winning streak. They'll be at Minnesota Duluth on Friday and Saturday. And in Division 3, a special shout out to UW River Falls. The River Falls women are 17-0, the only unbeaten team amongst Division 3 women hockey teams, 17-0, with only 5 games to go. So congratulations to them on what's been a great season so far. All right, Vice President Kamala Harris, as mentioned earlier, did come to Waukesha County. We spoke at length yesterday about the topic of women's abortion care rights, and the Vice President delivered the remarks that we expected her to do, including noting that the Wisconsin legislature, at almost that very same time, was taking up a bill that would include a 14-week abortion ban if it were to be approved by the voters, which Governor Evers will veto anything that has the risk of making abortion even tougher to access for women who require, you know, comprehensive health care. But the thing that was noted in the committee hearing yesterday was that not only would this be a 14-week ban, it would not include exceptions for rape and incest. And the author of the bill, Representative Amanda Nedweski of Pleasant Prairie, was asked by Democratic Representative Lisa Subek why the bill doesn't contain these common sense exceptions that probably 4 out of 5 people in Wisconsin favor. And Representative Nedweski responded that 14 weeks, which is when this ban would kick in, 14 weeks should be enough time for a woman to know she is pregnant and decide whether to continue that pregnancy. To which Representative Subek said, I don't think we're really prepared to make judgments about what a 13-year-old rape or incest victim may or may not know about her body and what she has access to. But Representative Nowinski said, quote, I'm not going to debate the science of biology here, but as a mother and having known people who thought they didn't know they were pregnant, I have a really hard time believing that somebody who doesn't know they're pregnant at 14 weeks wants to know. Maybe they just don't want to know. I don't know that. So she knows better than a doctor and better than a 13-year-old rape or incest victim whether they're pregnant or not and whether a 14-week ban would cut off their options for their health care. That's the caliber of not doctors we're dealing with in the Wisconsin legislature for a bill that was brought up yesterday, but thankfully has no chance of becoming law. All right, Pam Yonke's up next with our Ag Report, and then Christina Lori with you.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. It's primary day in New Hampshire, with a Republican field whittled down to former President Trump and his former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley.
We feel really good. You know, the goal was always to be strong in Iowa. We started at 2%. We finished with 20%. Now it's to be stronger in New Hampshire and then to get even stronger in South Carolina.
President Biden and Vice President Harris have their first campaign appearance of the year in Virginia today. Police say a man suspected of killing eight people in suburban Chicago shot and killed himself 1,200 miles away in Texas. Joliet, Illinois Police Chief Bill Evans.
I've been a policeman 29 years. This is probably the worst crime scene I've ever been associated with.
Flash flooding has inundated homes and knocked over cars in Southern California. CBS's Elise Preston.
All of California has seen significant rainfall over the last few days, but San Diego really bore the brunt of this storm.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden will be in Superior on Thursday to talk about the bipartisan infrastructure bill. He's coming on the heels of the announcement that Wisconsin and Minnesota are getting $1 billion to replace the Blatnik Bridge that connects Superior to Duluth. Details on exactly when and where the president will talk have not yet been released. Vice President Kamala Harris came to Big Bend, Wisconsin on Monday to tout reproductive rights. Wisconsin agriculture officials are reminding farmers to apply for crop insurance premium rebates through the end of January. The coverage is only offered on a first-come, first-served basis. There's no limit on acres an applicant can apply for, though farmers who got state or federal cost-sharing to plant cover crops in 2023 are not eligible this year. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
It is going to be a little messy out there today. We have a winter weather advisory in effect. Rain and snow likely off and on through the day. We could get it between a quarter and a half inch of liquid precip. Maybe some minor slushy accumulation, but definitely enough to mess up the roads a bit. 35 today, 33 tonight. Warm enough for rain tomorrow. Scattered showers with a high of 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that...
The Shaw, WAUK.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101. 101.1 FM, WAUK.
There it is. If you're hearing Bill Withers giving us the beginning of Lovely Day, it's because it's time for the uplift, something to make you feel better about the many good things that Christina Laurie tells us about in our daily newsletter. Head over to upnorthnewswi.com and become a subscriber, and we'll talk about some of the stories that have been in there recently to give you a feel for what you can see in your inbox every morning. Christina, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you, Pat?
I'm good, thanks. Now, we're starting with one this week that maybe is I don't know, not as much on the uplifting side, if for folks who've kind of already started to, you know, falter on their New Year's resolutions, but maybe some people, this will give them, you know, the impetus to get back on the horse, as it will. So you want to start by talking about Wisconsin's number one resolution.
Well, actually, I would file this under definitely good news, because Wisconsin, unlike a lot of states where people either resolve to give up drinking, go to the gym more, all of that stuff, that's not always the most fun. Wisconsin's number one resolution is taking more vacation time. So I know that's something that's on my list. I need to be better with that too. Mm-hmm. Especially now in a world, our company does this and so many more companies are offering unlimited PTO, but right. People just don't take it. You feel a little guilty. You know that if you take a day off, it sometimes means double the work the day before and then a round of catch up afterward, but it's so, so good for your mental health. So I've already been like looking at the calendar, looking ahead. When do I want some time off? It's always the conundrum here in Wisconsin is you don't want to take time off when the weather stinks,
right?
But then the summer, you know, it seems like work tends to get busier, especially our work is going to be focused around the election calendar. That's when the race is going to heat up. And then after the election, the weather is going to stink again. So any vacations in the works for you that can inspire all of us?
Yes. I can say that we have a very set routine that we like to do. We don't always do it this way, but obviously it happened as we became, you know, parents and then grandparents, is we now shoot for two winter vacations, one around Christmas time with the kids and the grandkids, and then one later that is just us as a couple. Because it's fun to be grandma and grandpa, but sometimes you got to remember to be boyfriend and girlfriend and just run away. And so we try to do that in the winter time. You know, the summer, when you live up on a lake, people come to you, and that's always great. We love to entertain, but in terms of our breaks, yeah, I guess I'd put us in that same category as others in Wisconsin to say resolve to carve that time out and get away. So yes, you should definitely do the same thing.
My friends with kids always say that a vacation with kids does not exist. That is called a trip. A vacation right. Is when there are no kids. So I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's the way to do things here. Next here is about a Wisconsin craft beer becoming available halfway around the world. We've talked a bit about this before as things were kind of lining up to happen. But now it is, again, a pretty cool deal that a humble brewer in Wisconsin is, you know, now somewhere on the other side of the planet.
And it's nice to see some good news out of Japan, because earlier this month they had that massive earthquake. Mm-hmm. The same area where the Great Dane Pub, that's a Madison company, that's the one that's open selling their beer overseas in Japan. The same area that they're selling was actually hit by a 9.0 magnitude earthquake back in 2011 too. So now they're reeling from two rounds of extreme damage, but we finally have some good news to report that they are opening their first Japanese brewery in Sendai, Japan. So the owner of the Great Dane, his name is Rob, him and his friend and former brewing apprentice who is from that area decided to take on this big thing. That's how they got there, because his friend knows the area in and out. But it's just cool to think that we brew a product that is in demand 14 hours away from here.
Right. No, it's always a nice thing for any Wisconsin product or business. And it's fine for them. But you know who else gets a real kick out of it is the tourists themselves when somebody from Wisconsin is someplace. And I think we talked about this a week or two ago, being in Times Square and seeing a pizza joint that was all about Wisconsin cheese. And imagine, you know, there are people that are from Wisconsin who don't know about this, and they come upon, you know, the Great Dane has a presence there in Japan. That's just got to give them a real charge.
And I'm always amused how many badgers there are, like, all the way around the world. No matter where you are, you'll see people, you know, with a Wisconsin bright red sweatshirt on. Of course, a lot of Packers gear always. But if you give them like a friendly on Wisconsin, or, you know, go Pack, go, it's just that bonding experience no matter where you are. So it's cool to be able to bring our culture to Japan.
Very much so. That's very cool. All right. There was a story, and this is, it's funny when we do fill in the blanks, it's usually, you know, people say to us, you know, what the blank is, we'll ask you, you know, your favorite, you know, dive bar is blank. But in this case, we're the ones that say, okay, take a guess. The most expensive neighborhood in Wisconsin is blank. And how did you fill in the blank, Christina?
Well, I didn't fill it in. The data did. Do you want to guess?
I would start by something in, say, just the suburbs of Milwaukee, like, I don't know, a Brookfield, or, you know, something in Waukesha County, perhaps. But I'm probably way off. But in terms of a neighborhood, what did we end up having?
Well, that's what I would have guessed, too. I would have guessed somewhere either in the suburbs of Milwaukee or Madison. There are some areas I drive through that have massive houses. But Wisconsin's priciest place to live is actually Fish Creek. The average home there is worth $1.4 million.
Where's that?
Obviously, the data is skewed a little bit because it is such a small community. So they obviously don't have as many homes as, you know, a Brookfield or a Waukesha. But that's crazy. That is a lot of money. That is more money than I'll ever spend on a home in my life.
Where's Fish Creek?
Up in Door County. It's like almost at the very tippy top of the Door County.
Okay. All right. So that makes sense, because, yeah, that would be an expensive neighborhood then.
And it's gorgeous. I mean, all the homes there, most of them, your backyard is Lake Michigan. Mm-hmm. It can't get more beautiful. The only complaint there is, I'm always curious, maybe listeners who are from that area can let us know, but how do you make it through the winter? Just because logistically, I know one of my mom's best friends lives up in Fish Creek, actually. And so if she ever wants to go to a Kohl's or a Target, she has to drive down to Green Bay.
Right.
But in the winter, when they routinely have feet upon feet of snow, that cannot be a fun drive. So do they rely on just Amazon and shipping all of their groceries and, you know, meal delivery services? Or how do you just logistically do that? Because that seems like a nightmare.
I would like to know. I think we have a follow-up story idea here.
Yeah,
something to pursue. You got to talk to your mom's friend, see if we can make this happen. All right. And then let's close. You always got to have food in there somehow. We've already had beer. Let's go to cheese, Wisconsin's top 10 cheeses. How is that being measured? Top 10.
By production. So what cheeses we produce the most of. First, overall, what's interesting, I love this stat, that if Wisconsin were a country, it would rank fourth in the world in total cheese production.
Of course.
It would be the U.S., Germany, France, then Wisconsin, and then Italy. So, I mean, that's impressive all alone.
But we
use the data from the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board to come up with a list of Wisconsin's top 10 cheeses. So I'm just going to go through them really quickly. Then I'm going to pause and let you all think about what number one will be. And Pat, I'm going to go to you for a guess. But 10th is Gouda. 9th is Gorgonzola. 8th is Swiss cheese. Number 7 is Munster. Then 6. Okay. My dad had a complaint about this when I sent him this list. They call it Hispanic cheese, but it's queso fresco. But on the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board's list, it's apparently Hispanic cheese.
Okay.
5 is feta. 4 is American. 3 is Italian. 2 is cheddar. And number 1 is
mozzarella.
Yes.
Yeah. We've talked about the pizza cheeses. Yeah.
34% of all Wisconsin cheese is mozzarella. We produce nearly 1 billion pounds of it annually. But cheddar is not that far behind. About 20% of our cheese is cheddar. And that is something that is uniquely Wisconsin. I mean, I love to go places and bring them the little block of the Hook's 10-year-age cheddar. That always impresses people.
You're not going to impress them with the hooks. I think they have a 20-year, probably costs more than a little bit more.
I think that is solely for the people who can afford the homes in Fish Creek.
Yes.
They buy that cheese because the last time it went on sale, I think it was the end of last year, it went for $209 a pound.
Ooh, yeah. So
I get like, I feel a little naughty when I buy cheese that's like more than $5 a pound.
I was going to say that, yeah, the 10-year will work just fine then in a case like that. So
it's still not cheap when you buy a block. No. I mean, sometimes it goes for $20 when it's a, you know.
Yeah, we're not talking Cheese Whiz or a thing of Velveeta here. This is the severely good stuff. You can learn about these stories and much more in our newsletter. UpNorthNewsWI.com is where you can click and subscribe. Christina Lurie, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You as well.
All right, it is 6:45 now. Governor Tony Evers will deliver his State of the State address tonight. I think there's going to be some familiar territory that we'll be discussing about this time tomorrow, calling out the Republican-led legislature for things that are still not getting done, despite still having billions in state surplus funds available. Things like, you know, making child care, keeping child care plentiful and affordable, a real middle-class tax cut, helping public schools more so than voucher schools. And whatever other things he'll come up, I'm sure he'll discuss the things that did get done, like the American Family Field renovations bill and some help for mental health services, though I'm sure he'll make the case that much more can be done. So all of that and more will be part of the State of the State address coming up starting at 7 o'clock and maybe covered on some of the civic media radio stations that aren't carrying the Badger Gopher game as well. So stay tuned for that. And I believe public TV and public radio also carried as well. But we'll just be talking all about it here during the 6 a.m. hour tomorrow. So stick around for that. President Biden is coming back to Wisconsin and coming back to Superior. He's doing it, I think, in part knowing the importance of visuals in politics as much as anybody else. He understands that that Blatnick Bridge, that big John Blatnick Memorial Bridge in Superior, makes one hell of a backdrop when you're talking infrastructure. He came to Superior the day after the 2022 State of the Union address. He made Wisconsin and Superior his very first stop of a national tour after that, because the bipartisan infrastructure bill had recently been passed into law. And he's going to want to take a victory lap on that when he comes this week on Thursday, because of the announcement yesterday that formal approval has been given for just over $1 billion to go to replacing that very vital span that connects the twin ports of Superior, Wisconsin, and Duluth, Minnesota. The current structure is more than 60 years old. It is in need of replacement. It's something that state governments would have a tough time doing on their own. But thanks to bipartisanship in Washington, D.C., you're going to see infrastructure improvements in things like 60-year-old bridges that were long overdue. But Congress could not come together on a bipartisan basis and get that work done until a couple of years ago. Now, again, since that time, bipartisanship has somewhat, you know, dried up. Not a single Wisconsin Republican supported the bipartisan infrastructure law. I already noticed that one Republican Minnesota member of Congress was touting yesterday's announcement of $1 billion for the Blatnick Bridge, and he was promptly hooted down with all kinds of reminders that he voted against the bill and can just stand down when we're talking about claiming credit for any of the good work that is done by the bipartisan infrastructure law replacing bridges like the Blatnick Bridge. Well, then there's more. You've got Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen coming to Milwaukee on Friday to talk about job growth. Again, biggest job growth in a president's first term in history. And Wisconsin has the lowest measured unemployment in state history. Treasury Secretary Yellen is coming to Wisconsin on Friday to talk about that. So between those three visits, the president, the vice president, the secretary of state, plenty of reminders of the critical role Wisconsin voters will play coming up in this November's election. Coming up next here, today's history lesson and some musical memories live from Lake Wissota. This is Up North News Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. When someone else instead of me
always seems to know the way.
This is the Shaw, WAUK. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Even Republicans know what they don't like, Vivek.
As of this moment, we are going to suspend this presidential campaign.
Oh, this is like the Captain Kirk of goodbye speeches. I must leave the race
there
now.
Is no path to victory.
There is no path for
the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
My life has been a tapestry of rich and royal hue, an everlasting vision of the ever-changing view.
That's Carole King, title track from her album Tapestry, which on this day in 1977... set a new record for the Billboard Albums Chart. By that point, in 1977, it had been on the Billboard Albums Chart for 302 consecutive weeks. Tapestry to this point has sold 30 million copies with songs like I Feel the Earth Move, So Far Away, It's Too Late, You've Got a Friend, Will You Love Me Tomorrow, and You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. Still one that's played over and over again by some of Carole King's biggest fans, present company included. Born this day in 1948, one of the members of the Pointer Sisters, the late Anita Pointer. Anita Pointer, born this day in 1948. She passed away just over a year ago on December 31st of 2022. On this day in 1849, Elizabeth Blackwell is awarded an MD by the Geneva Medical College of Geneva, New York, becoming the first female doctor to get a degree in the United States. This day in 1849. The number one song this day in 1965 was by Petula Clark.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
So this song really took off, of course, hitting number one. It made her the first female singer from the UK to reach the top of the US singles chart in the rock and roll era. And here's another milestone for women. This day in 1997, Madeleine Albright became the first woman to serve as United States Secretary of State. On this day in 1953, a young man was born in Beloit, Wisconsin, by the name of Robin Zander, lead singer of Cheap Trick, turned 70 today. On this day in 1957, inventor Walter Morrison sold the rights to his flying disc to the Wham-O Toy Company, which later renamed it the Frisbee. And they sold a lot of them, and they still do. Is Wham-O still the company behind that, Greg? You used to see those kinds of commercials all the time from Wham-O with this toy or that toy. I couldn't tell you the last time I've heard Wham-O.
I don't know if Wham-O is still around. I just
or if it's one of those, like all these other corporate buyouts, it's now part of the, you know, synergy combo, you know, unlimited, you know, just got some stupid, you know, investor capital name. It's, you know, whammo, give it whammo.
It's a subsidiary of the Gillis Group, bringing fine chemicals to you every single day.
Like it or not.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. No, Whammo is still around. They got a website that says, well, Whammo, welcome to the fun factory, which when you're thinking about Christmas, you're like, yeah, and then you're like, horror movies, you're like, oh, God.
Earlier, we played Elvis doing Suspicious Minds. He recorded that on this day in 1969 at a small studio in Memphis. It turned out to be a big comeback hit for Elvis. It was also his last number one song in America, recorded this day in 1969. The debut single from Eagle Eye Cherry peaked at number five on this day in 1999. On this day in 1986, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducted its first members. They were Little Richard, Chuck Berry, James Brown, Ray Charles, Sam Cooke, Fats Domino, the Everly Brothers, Buddy Holly, Jerry Lee Lewis, Elvis Presley, and what was that? The Aha? No, Milli Vanilli. I think they were part of that. Initial class.
Funny.
Had to be taken away from that honor. This is also an international handwriting day because it's the anniversary of the birth of John Hancock. So handwriting day, signature. Yeah, anyway. It's National Pie Day. It is International Sticky Toffee Pudding Day. I was not familiar with sticky toffee pudding until I moved to the Caribbean, and they love their sticky toffee pudding there, and I love their sticky toffee pudding there. It is, it's like, it's not exactly bread pudding. It's like if you could make bread pudding 1,000 times better than it already is.
Yeah.
It's just so good. And I've yet to have a good batch of it here in the States. But so if you're ever traveling abroad and you see sticky toffee pudding, try it.
All right.
You will not regret it.
Noted.
This is CRNA Week, Certified Registered Nurse Anesthetists. And this is Data Privacy Week, which I think is very noteworthy given how many places have fallen prey to ransomware attacks.
Oh,
I mean, think of, you know, Quick Trip a little while ago, how nobody could access their rewards stuff. I was at another business this week where, again, you scan your card for points and they're like, oh, our system's been down for a couple of days, which immediately you're thinking is probably another ransomware attack. So
yeah,
I don't think anybody could be too careful with the security of their data, whether it's a business or your home,
yeah,
or what have you, because they're out there, the hackers and thieves and things like that.
I am that, like, that idea of just getting an email or a screen saying pay us $500 or we'll release the pictures. I'm like, I don't know what pictures you have. I mean, it's mostly my dog and food. So
yeah, and the thing is that they've moved on from pictures. It's just straight up, we're just gonna, you know, keep you all locked up until, yeah, you know, keep your, yeah, data locked up. You're not gonna blackmail, you're just gonna hold this until, yeah, you pay us. And most places do, because there's still not any kind of a foolproof way to get around ransomware. The best thing to do is prevention.
Yeah.
And it can seem like overkill, I'm sure, when you hear from these data security companies, but wait, who are we picking on? The Badgers were in the ReliaQuest Bowl, remember? And ReliaQuest, we made fun of them, but yeah, you know, They stay good and busy trying to keep, yeah, prevent ransomware attacks.
I imagine as soon as they come up with some sort of plan, like, we've got something, the hackers are like, we beat it already. All right.
We're already done. Yeah. What's next? Yes, exactly. Coming up after some news, we will talk to, in our second hour, Hans Brighton Moser, our friend who is very active in the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Since our last visit before the holidays, they have had their annual convention. They have also had their annual day down at the state capitol talking to lawmakers. What are the big priorities heading into 2024 for Wisconsin farmers all across our state? We'll learn that in our next hour. Live from Lake Wasota, this is Up North News Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Hey, everybody. Toddy's off, but Trigvi Olsen's in the guest host chair. He has Joe Trippi and Stuart Stevens tomorrow at noon on the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media.
Governor Evers lays out his priorities for 2024 when he delivers his State of the State address. I'm News Director Terry Bell. Join Civic Media's Todd Allbaugh and me as we bring you the governor's speech live, right here, Tuesday night at 7, followed by the Republican response. Todd and I will help you understand what it means for you, your family, and your community. Join us for the governor's State of the State address, Tuesday night at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.